The Michael Berry Show.
Things that they hide, memory hole, never report on, but we know are. And by the way, how many things never see the light of day? We'll go down the row. Go Jason, James, Teresa, Enrique, DJ, all the way down. Note if they're on the black line, by the way. 713-999-1000. Jason, go.
Jason's not on the black line. Hey, Michael, if you're at a party and you have to go to the bathroom, what are you? You're a party pooper. Yesterday when our fine mayor was on TV, he's got the rest of his bobbleheads behind him. Why do we have 19,000 people behind him all just shaking their
heads? Hold on. Here's the best part. It's a moment of shame for the city that they cannot even provide drinkable water. That it's worse than a third world country, right? And yet they are so desperate to be on stage that they're all standing. This isn't a great moment. There's Sheila Jackson Lee. And Sheila Jackson Lee has started doing this thing. And as Shirley Q. Liquor said, heavy is the head that wears the crown weave. I honestly believe, and I'm not making fun of her, I honestly believe that the triple crown weave, which she's now reduced down to a double. I don't know if you've noticed. Like somebody hit the top of the beehive. She's gone down to a double crown weave. I think it is so heavy on her head that it pulls her head back. Because the interviews she does now, you see her head is cocked back. Well, here's the problem. She already has monstrously large nostrils. Yes. So some people proselytize, she nostrilizes. And if she's on the screen, she did a Zoom interview with MSNBC the other day. And my God, I thought Indiana Jones might come out of the bottom of that. I mean, there's a lot going on up in there. And I always knew her head was hollow, but you can actually see it because now you can see up in her nose. The nostrils are like that, and it's these big old honking nostrils, and there she is, and she's got her head cocked back to give you a perfect angle, right? It's like Clockwork Orange where they pry his eyes open and he has to watch the ultraviolence while lovely Ludwig von is playing. But it's like somebody has pried open her nostrils and cop them open, and you're having to look up in them. You're like, ah! You cannot unsee that. You cannot unsee it. All right, let's go to Teresa. Teresa, you, dear, are on the Michael Berry Show. Go.
Yes, Hillary Clinton, Benghazi, and all the stuff they trashed for her.
Benghazi. Boy, isn't that the dang truth. Wow. Wow. Think about that for a moment. Everything that happened in Benghazi. First, let's go back, Ramon. Let's go back. Do you remember what day Benghazi occurred? Exactly, September 11th, 9/11. And they immediately told us, oh, no, there's no significance. What? There's a 1 out of 365 chance that this thing would happen on the day of martyrs for these people. That's a 0.3, one-third of 1%. It's actually less than that. About a 0.27, I believe. But the likelihood is so slim. It could, but not very likely. But they assured us that this was this was completely coincident. When we later find out, no, it wasn't. The second reason, you remember what the reason behind it we were told was? Is that movie in Egypt pissed the Muslims off. Really? What movie? You know, the movie in Egypt from the Christians. No. I watch a lot of international movies, more than most people, less than some, fewer than some, but almost more than any American. And did it win any awards? Is it internationally? Who is it? Krzysztof Kieślowski? Who did this? Help me out here. Oh, it's a movie. It made them mad. What's the movie? It's a 12-minute movie. Help me out. Yeah, it's Christians. They made the Muslims mad, so they had to do it. Oh, so it wasn't their fault. And then Susan Rice went on, remember she went on the Sunday morning shows? And she told lie after lie after lie, and her later defense was, that's what they told me. That's your defense? No apologies? Remember Hillary Clinton met the families when the bodies landed? And said, I will get to the truth for you.
You're listening to
Stuff Happens. Whether I like it or don't like it, stuff does happen.
Michael Berry, program radio.
Back to the calls. Stories that were memory holed by the left. Enrique, you're up. Go ahead.
Hey, Michael. Whatever happened to that Eric Swalwell and that spy? Never heard anything else of it.
Oh, Fang Bang?
Yeah, there you go.
You know what's crazy about that, Enrique, that people didn't seem to pay attention to? She wasn't just giving it up to Eric Swalwell, old farty. She wasn't just giving it up to him in exchange for military for secrets. He was on the National Security Committee. She was also having sex with several other elected officials, mayors of towns. And it was later revealed that she was asking them for lots of information on electric facilities, the grid, all sorts of other. She's sleeping with people, and none of them, the others, they were not rich, and they certainly weren't handsome, and she had to go out of her way. When you're living in San Francisco, and you've managed to fall in love with the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, is Kansas City in Missouri? St. Louis, I think it is, isn't it? Yeah, it's in both. Yeah, and you managed to fall in love with some 60-year-old bald fat guy. Nothing wrong with that, Ramon. But you got money, Steve. There's a difference. That's what Amy sees in you. You got the money. Plus, I don't want to get into stud fees and siren and stuff, but you make pretty babies. You know, Jordan Peterson says that men don't view women as in terms of reproducing, but women unconsciously, without realizing it, they seek out the man that's going to sire the best children for them. Biological.
You're listening to
Stuff Happens. Whether I like it or don't like it, stuff does happen.
Michael Berry, program radio.